Greece is crippled by strikes. Hurricane Sandy compounds the food problem in Haiti, and homemade love gets wrapped around some orphans in Russia. We'll tell you what's behind that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. On the eve of another austerity vote for cuts in services, Greece has been brought to her knees by national strikes. Without it, the International Monetary Fund bailout is hostage. Greece has enough money in the bank to last until November 16th, but AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says,
when these measures pass, there will be a huge $31.5 billion installment that will be given to Greece, and a lot of that is going to recapitalize the banks and also to help the government pay off its debts to private companies.
The people have been squeezed dry. Nearly a quarter of the people are jobless. More are becoming homeless as salaries drop and taxes rise. Desperation's everywhere. Yet,
the one good thing about this economic downturn is that it has made people more responsive to the message of the gospel as they've become more desperate and more hopeless, and they are looking for somebody to give them hope. That somebody is Christ, and they are becoming more responsive to that message.
Next, it seems like Haiti can't get a break.
They totally have lost faith. They said that God is not listening to them anymore.
They faced a year of drought. Then Hurricane Isaac brought death and destruction at the end of August, and finally Hurricane Sandy came, along with floods and further havoc.
Sandy did worse than Isaac. Before the storm, the president had promised to bring in rice in the country, and it never happened. And so after the storm, all the crops just washed out with the storm.
The nation's food woes are mounting, and Rosalinda Harder for Haiti with Love says they've seen more young faces lately.
There is a lot of kids on the streets. Don't know if the parents have washed out with the rain, but there's a lot of homeless kids.
For Haiti has taken in about 24 orphans, and they're feeding about 500 families each day, but supplies are running low.
We just pray day by day that God will provide.
Ask God what you should do to help. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. People living in northern Uganda need our prayers.
It's a very spiritually dark place. It's a hard thing to put words to. The devil has a lot of power there, unfortunately.
Africa Inland Mission's Melanie Musselman has called the Sese Islands home for the past 2 years. It's also home to high HIV/AIDS infection rates, over 90% in the fishing villages where Musselman works. She says there's a silver lining, though.
Whenever we encounter a patient in the camp, we always ask if we can pray with them. There's never been one time that we offered to pray and someone's turned that down.
AIM also shares the gospel with volunteers as they're trained to work one-on-one with HIV patients.
They're trained in biblical models that are translated into community healthcare development.
These volunteers come from several religious backgrounds. Pray that their eyes would be open to the truth. Pray that new believers would grow in spiritual knowledge and understanding.
And that it wouldn't just be a surface level of understanding, that they would really truly understand.
Meanwhile, some homemade love is wrapped around orphans in Russia and Guatemala. Orphan Outreach, with the help of Quilts Without Borders, delivered colorful handmade blankets recently in preparation for the cold months ahead. The kids love having one of their very own. To date, Quilts Without Borders has given 200 quilts to the ministry. It's just one more way to share the hope of Christ with these kids. To find out how you can help, go to missionnetworknews.org. NHCJB Global's Whistling Frog Productions in Bradford, UK is celebrating two awards. Christian Broadcasting Council recognized the team for their production of The Band That Played On, the story of Wallace Hartley, the band leader aboard the Titanic before it sank. And then the Jerusalem Awards recognized them for their one-minute radio spots, The Pulse Passion, the goal to reach the non-Church for Christ on mainstream radio. Pray as they're working on Christmas programming. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church and help MNN too? Well, with your gift of any amount, MNN wants to give you the One With Them wristband for you and your family. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.